Pink is known for her hard, fill-in-the-blank now, attitude, powerful voice, and infectious songs. Of course, this is Pink's 2008 song, So What? But Pink, who was born with the name Alicia Moore, is now expressing a softer side on a new album. She collaborates with a gentleman who goes by the name City and Color, also known as Dallas Green. Now, we interviewed him last year, and together, Alicia and Dallas sound like this.
You and me were always with each other. Before we knew, the other was ever there. You and me, we belong together, just like a breath needs the air.
Dallas Green and Alicia Moore are You and Me. Their debut album is Rose Avenue. They join us from the studios of NPR West. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
I'm having a pinch me moment. I can't believe this is actually happening.
Being on NPR or the album's out?
Being with you.
Really? I'm having a pinch me moment. I can't believe I'm talking to Pink.
You should be very excited about it.
Oh, wait. I'm excited to talk to you too, Dallas Green. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, we've talked before. It doesn't matter.
What brings this collaboration together? Which sounds terrific, by the way.
Thank you.
I like to think that it's friendship. That's what I keep saying.
Yeah, it's a wild idea we've had for years, and so we just decided to get together.
Let's listen to another song if we can. Open Door.
I recall a time when you and I would talk a little more to each other face to face, still loving war.
Forgive a tired cliche, but boy, you two make beautiful music together. When did you know this? I mean, from the moment you said hello to each other? You said, wait a minute, the way you say hello, I bet we could make beautiful music together.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah. Years ago, I played a show in Los Angeles, and Alicia came to the show, and on her way to the show, I texted her and was like, hey, do you want to sing a song with me tonight? And she was like, okay. So she got to the show, and we just went over a version of one of my songs in the bathroom, and then she came up and sang it with me live. And that moment where we both sang together for the first time in front of people.
This wasn't a public restroom, was it? This is something
backstage. No, this was the bathroom backstage where, you know, we were trying to find one quiet place back there before we went out and
sang. I'm just imagining someone coming in saying, you won't believe what I just saw back there.
Yeah.
You're not in the girls' room. Yeah. Get out.
Yeah.
But yeah, we sang together that night, and it worked really well.
Dear mother, hope you understand it when you hear this song. You taught me how to be right in a world gone wrong. Gone wrong.
Let's hear another one if we could. From a closet in Norway.
I would rather be any place but here. Spin the bottle, roll the dice, my dear. 'Cause I can't care, I can't seem to break my fall.
What a beautiful song.
Thanks.
And that's you hitting the high notes, Dallas Green, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite parts. We have such a high and low range together that there was never a struggle or a battle over who was going to sing what. It was just whatever felt right.
I like when you listen to the record in full from start to finish. Each song has a different... It's not just two harmonies following each other the entire record. Each song has a different personality and a different... Now it's my turn. Okay, it's your turn.
Yeah.
It'll be my turn. And and that wasn't planned, but it did work out that way. And it's fun also to try and listen, like, who is that?
Yeah.
Whose part is that?
I was having I was doing that the other day, listening to the songs. I was like, is that me singing or is that her? Which part do I... Yeah, we're going to have a talk about it.
Because you want to switch. I know what song you want to switch.
I know, yeah.
Seems them dying are the only ones that really know how to live. It seems that dying are the only ones that really know how to live.
Alicia Moore, your father was a guitarist?
He was. He is. My dad's a Vietnam vet, good old boy, who can, you know, sing, "Big girls don't cry, hi, 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 hi." You know, he's another man that can sing high. And we grew up singing that way. So, yeah, he's fun. He's fun to get down with. He likes all the good old music.
And when did you first know, maybe that you wouldn't be Pink, but that you could do this, you could have a life in music?
I don't think I talked before the age of 8. I sang my sentences to the huge annoyance of my brother and family. There was never another idea in my head. I was always going to do this. People thought I was insane, but I always joke and say I signed up for this life before I got here, because how can a little girl from Doylestown, Pennsylvania be so sure when no one around her is doing that? Certain people just know what their life purpose is at a very young age, and I just knew.
I've been wandering through this dead city with the devil's voice inside my head.
It's been delightful to speak with both of you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For this and for speaking with us. Dallas Green and Alicia Moore, who has another professional name. You and Me, their debut album is Rose Avenue. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. But I keep